trash.
Warning. The following episode contains lower shelf material and will self-destruct once better content has been recorded.
Did they play in Thornbury not that long ago? Did you go to Northcote Social Club?
Okay, that's done now. Okay, thank you. By the way, I'm actually, this is quite very much out of my comfort zone, even though it's a pleasure and a privilege. No, I'm very embarrassed, actually. I'm actually quite nervous. I'm not used to doing this sort of thing. Yeah. Oh, thank you very much. That's great. Now I've got my headphones on, and I'm in the quietest room I can find, which is a bedroom, and yeah, there's no real traffic on the street because we live in a busy road. Yeah, it should be fine, actually. Yeah, yeah. It's a soft G, yes. Typical Italian, yeah. All right, okay.
How are you going? I understand there's a bit of asbestos going around the ACT.
Yeah, it's pretty quite wild. I'm sick anyway, so I'm waiting it all out. So it's probably a good time to be sick. And on that note, also, I think Coxie had a cold when he was doing the vocals for First Day on the Run, but I didn't notice it on the other songs. That's what I hear in his voice.
Coxie said, yeah, very funny. Coxie said that line doesn't really make sense or he fucked it up, but I guess he means, you know, the Australian flag has, does it have white around the stars? Whereas the Kiwi one just has red. So that's why correct. Would you put, so the white looks like snot. Well, maybe that's what he was saying.
okay. Yeah, that's funny. Yeah. And I mean, I remember the first time when I realized what the New Zealand flag was and I went, you got to be kidding me, man. Come on. Yeah. Can't we all just be so individual? I mean, there was a point in my life when I realized the whole, especially when I was growing up, you know, 70s, 80s, there was still that thing of people were proud to be the Queen and part of England kind of thing and the Union Jack and stuff. And I just thought, okay, oh, gosh. Oh, look, there's the UK flag. Oh, look how... This is ours. Oh, come on, you know, let's be individual.
Yeah, I agree, Mike. I'm always confused because we're always told we had a competition to decide our flag.
But
did New Zealand have the same competition and just coincidentally they pretty much ripped off our flag? Or
I don't know.
All across the Pacific, you know, like all these Vanuatu, all those countries, they have it. It's like, come on, man, have some individuality.
Yeah, we're beyond that now. Or we've got to get to a point where it's slowly just sort of fading away and the change. Anyway.
I'll ease us into it, just capping on what you said. Do you think it was outside the Arts Centre where you saw James Rain on that green bit?
Yeah, that was it. That's it. Yes, that's what I was trying to say. Yep.
Yeah. And back then, obviously, you didn't quite have the camcorder, so there's no recordings of that, is there?
No.
I think there's the only songs that I remember sort of hearing live before hearing the record are probably the self-titled album songs. Like I remember Metrosexual and then later on probably German Engines took a while to come out. So I remember we heard Nothing on the Go and 6 Minute Abs quite a lot. Well, for at least like 9 months before the album came out.
My grandma always loved that part of the world and she always told me it started life turn of the century, last century, is a temperance place. So it's funny that you're performing at these hotels down there. She always told me it was what a weird part of the world. Doctor's tried and he's done half a marathon and he just completed it, I think. But maybe Coxie's done the full one. They've talked about constantly having to battle with, who's the federal member from Flinders, the old health minister during COVID? Remember that guy? He lives down that part of the world. Greg Hunt, is that his name?
Greg Hunt. Yeah.
Anyway, he always run, yeah.
I do remember that guy.
Bit of a rivalry with him.
Okay.
I wonder what songs you're like screaming out at church gigs, like Secret Corners, Secret Corners, you talk, or something weird like that.
Well, Secret Corners, definitely. That's...
All 20 seconds of it. Yeah.
We nearly got through an episode of the podcast without mentioning the church, John.
Simon, you must.
And it wasn't me that brought it up.
Do you like the church, Simon?
I'm
I'm not going to say fanatical, but I mean, Damien's the fan of the family, and I'm a fan, definitely a fan as well. We could go another. Could go another 2 hours if you wanted to go by the church. If you want.
No.
Me and Simon are actually doing a podcast where we're reviewing every church song, John.
Or we could please do connect every folk song with a church song. And
yeah, that's what I've been doing every episode that I appear on here. And I told myself I wouldn't do it.
I bring it up, yeah. We were comparing hotels, and you said there are a few church songs about hotels, but not motels, I think.
Well, there's lots of songs about, just in general, about hotels, aren't there?
Well, what would...
there a lot of church songs about failure and stuff like that? Or anti-John Howard's credos, anything like that?
There's not a lot that are explicitly political or zeitgeisty in any way.
Could you...
With Kilby, he just smokes a joint and jots down whatever.
If you could compare the Fauves' Thousand Yard Stare with a church album, what church album would it be?
this that's a good question. So this is kind of an sort of a is this forget yourself? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. No. That makes sense. Yeah.
It's kind of
maybe seance,
an obscure reference for your listeners, John. Okay, so going back to what? So this is just after their star has faded, their mainstream mainstream success has started to wane. They've been dropped from the record company, but they've still got a lot of life and inspiration in them. After they were dropped from their record company, the church kind of wallowed in sort of, you know, Kilby got into heroin for a decade or so, put out some great stuff. But once things kind of settled a bit, then the Forget Yourself album was a return to form with some pretty cool ideas in it. Forget Yourself.
But also the sound of Forget Yourself is that really rough, sort of edgy, not going to say grungy, but, you know, like fuzzy guitar sound, which... the church had never really done before, which is what the Fauves did with, you know, a lot of the electronic stuff on this album. So, yeah, so there's another connection.
So you're happy with that analogy?
And I'm sure all the Fauves and church fans out there will appreciate it.
I'm assuming the later Coxie song you wanted it about losing his virginity, is that any comparison to the song The Night Was So Soft? Oh, I love
the night is very soft.
I love some of these song titles. They're really quite fun.
Well, yeah, there's another song from that era called "Into My Hands," John.
Ah, yes, Happy Hunting Ground.
I'll just leave that there.
Okay. I think it's been said it was Radio Birdman inspired shot done by a photographer we're going to interview called Mel McNamara. Do you remember where that was shot, or was it just done pretty quickly in the Shock Studios, or do you remember that?
No, hats off, John. I actually thought it was a man who took the photos, but your great
Melanie
has uncovered that it was a woman who did it, and that's great. I can't remember anything.
Of course, the video clip. You've seen the video clip, Ben?
Remind me. This is the.
It's the one.
One in the cafe.
No, that's Caesar's. This one is a performance clip, roughly modelled on the Elvis Costello Pump It Up video clip. It's like in a white, you know, chemist white background, and they're all just got glasses on and in suits.
Ah, yep.
And, yeah,
yep.
It just really...
Just around,
yeah,
around the drum kit kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just great. It's just so fun. And Coxie's doing these funny poses where he extends his arm with the guitar and moves his hand like he's doing a karate chop, and it's just awesome.
Mm. So I guess budgets for videos would have been somewhat reduced by this time, wouldn't it? With the major label thing.
Yeah, this is on Shock. This is single number 2. They didn't have a video clip for Day Job, but they have one for this, the second single. and we know they had a bit of a crappy video clip for Celebrate the Failure. And then they had a homemade thing they did for Good Times Coming, just in a Turkish restaurant, Belly Dancer. We'll talk about later, but that's, yeah, didn't really see the light of day. So, yeah, this is their last real big video clip. Oh, Insert Your Life, of course, too, by the director of this, Brad Lawson. But this is their last great video clip, I would say. And, yeah, check it out if you haven't seen it, listeners. It's really funny and stylish even.
Yeah. And getting into the order of the song, so fans, listeners, everyone, I didn't join on the uni student. I do love that song. We're not talking about that song, but I'm just bringing it up to say that we're...
Why?
Yeah, I think... Why didn't I get onto that song? I think it's just a matter of the timing and organising stuff. And, okay, you know, John's got a lot to do with getting all the guests on. It leaves blank open for people to jump onto songs. So, hence this album and the next album, Footage Missing, announcement. I won't be on all songs. I just hope people jump in the songs I'm not on. We've got a great episode, a different perspective, just allowing that for that, but also just the time thing. But getting back to this song, it's the second song after Uni Student.
Well, the irony of spending a whole day to plan things, what you're going to do, that in of itself, you know, takes time. And, yeah, I remember working at law firms, you know, you've got to bill every billable, you know, 6 minutes of what you're doing. And some people would just spend half a day planning on what they're going to do in a case or in a matter, but they'd set that, they'd write that off later or do a but say bill. And it's like, yeah, but you've still spent a long time thinking about what you're going to do. And that's probably advisable to do. So you're making productive use of your future time, but it's still, the irony is it still takes time to do that. But anyway.
Which Midnight Oil, who would you want for Midnight Oil? Hearst or?
Oh, yeah. No, I'd still go with Garrett because he just does talk a lot. Like, I mean, Hearst does. I mean, they both do.
Yeah.
And it's funny, the other ones that are shy that are really, they do, it's underrated. You wouldn't believe how much they do, how much their life would be involved, but they just probably wouldn't talk much unless you hinted them with questions or something.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like, I watched a 1.5 or 2 hour interview with Garrett and then 1.5 and 2 hour with Hearst, like separately, different sort of things up on YouTube recently in the last year or so. And I just really enjoyed Garrett just more, just how he presents things or talks about things. I don't know. Can't explain it.
No worries. Who do you think in the Foes would be a good martial? I'm just thinking Ted would probably be the one, you know, with a Seagal type. I don't know. Do you reckon any of them would do martial arts?
Oh, wow.
A drummer, maybe.
Really...
Maybe the drummer can move and block their arms more better. I don't know.
It's so hard with all of them. They just don't look... it's just like, what, doctor's golf or something or cricket or whatever. So they're just not those really, that movement with lifting the heavy weights or just the flexibility and the stability and all that sort of stuff. And, yeah, I can't see any of them.
Yeah, my money would be on Ted sort of being a Don, Steven Seagal type with a beer gut. And a, yeah. That's all I've really got to say, man. It's a fun song, yeah? The lyrics are just funny and it's so many images and pop cultural references, song. Yeah?
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right, man. Thank you so much. That was great.
Not a problem. I will jump in and just do in a separate file the... Yeah.
Yes, please. Do it now while you're enthused and positive.
I've
got thank
it
you
here.
So much, Chris.
No, thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you. Got to get going.
Enjoying the shows. Cheers.
Well, Brad,
sure you'll cut most of that out, please.
Only if you've said something embarrassing. Otherwise, I'll keep it in. Edit point.
No.
Unless it's confidential, I'll leave it in. You tell me if it's confidential.
No, there's nothing. No, there's nothing confidential in it.
Okay. Well, Dave, maybe this is a difficult question.
I'll go by Brad.
Okay, Brad.
Start that one again.
Cool. So now I'm going to display the video and we'll just go through it, okay?
Yeah, cool.
Hang on.
Oh, that's not...
And
that,
I do...
That was the edit point for that, wasn't it?
That's right. Okay, where's share? Here we go, share. Now, I'll just practice now. Can you see it going through?
Yeah, it's very choppy.
Yeah. That's only the start. We'll see. Have a look. Hang on. Turn the volume off. Does that sort of work?
Oh, I'm getting every one frame a second. Are you getting it in real time?
I am. I'll press pause now.
Okay. Try again. See if it's a...
Okay. Stop sharing.
No. What if I open it up on... Are you playing? Okay. Can you play it from frame?
Ah, sorry. What's this weird thing? Hang on.
So that's the website that it was on frame.io. So see if it plays off that.
I'm trying. Sorry, I don't know what I'm doing here. I'm just trying to share my VLC. Is it better if I play it on a different program, or is the internet lagging? Or
no, I'm on full fiber. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I've got 5G good here.
I think it's probably just the software, just a Zoom thing. I know Teams always struggles to play videos when I'm in meetings and stuff. Can I share? Would it be?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, it's being recorded. Get rid of that. Okay, share screen. Oh, I can't share. Host disabled attendee screen sharing.
All right, how do I do that? More allow share.
I haven't used Zoom since the early days of the year.
Oh yeah, participants can share. I've changed it now, I think.
Okay. So if I hit share screen, allow to share window. Right. So if I open that, so you can see that.
I can, but nothing's happening yet. But yeah, I haven't pressed. I've got a black screen still.
Oh, okay. Because I'm playing the video. Okay. So stop sharing. So that didn't work. Can you drop a file in? Allow to share window or to share. Hang on. Let me open this first. Open the video first. And then hit share that as a tile. Share window. Share this window. Here we go.
I can work with that. It's still like 0.75 speed, but that's all right for me, I reckon.
Oh, okay. All right.
Do you just want to like stop it every 10 seconds or something? And
Yeah. Or you can say stop or start asking a question and I'll just pause it.
Okay. Well, let me just start talking and then... All right.
Yeah.
When I click my finger, then you can press play again. Do you reckon that's good? That'll help me.
Okay. Yep. Do you want the sound completely muted or do you want some? Okay.
Yep. That's typically, I know the song.
Okay. Part one finished. On there. Test. Yep. We're recording. Cool. Yep. So I think we're up to the cookie eating bit, weren't we? Thanks, John. Bye. No. I think that's covered it. All good. Yeah. All right.
We tell the fucking idiots it's going out live. So I think, like, I immediately think of Mike Moore in Frontline, how he's always getting in there just 10 minutes before the camera turns on.
Yep. Absolutely. And, yeah, that's probably a good one. Yeah, because, clearly Mike's a collection of all different other news presenters all rolled into one, really, isn't he?
Yes. I had a few other notes about, I don't know if you're watching Big Brother, the first season, Dave, but this song featured in the up late section.
Oh, did it?
Like the adults only section.
Right.
It got a few spins there when, I don't know, Sarah Marie or whoever was back then. I remember physically seeing that. Wow, the Foves are on... Big Brother, well, that song is
Big Brother Age.
And
I'll do the one up in a second. Hang on.
Yeah.
I'll do my wrap up.
Do your wrap up.
Oh, your window is open. Anyone heard us, really?
Fine.
Hell.
Done a matter. Nothing's a matter in matter, John.
I'll jump in quickly because I don't really, and I mean, I think my main. When I think of the album, I think of this being, just their electronic album or, you know, their synthesizer album, whatever it is. But really, it's, you know, as soon as I put it on, that, you know, it's not a detriment to the album or anything like that. But that's sort of the vibe and the tone that I get when I think of the album. But as far as themes go, no, I can't really get that deep, unfortunately. But I'm sure John and Damo, you might have something else.
Well, someone.
All right, about to run out, guys. Thank you so much. Okay.
Thank you. Thanks
save
so
and,
much,
John. Dropbox to me later. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Lovely to meet you, Lauren.
Yes. You too, Vanessa.
Have a great day. Bye.
Is this the pre-chorus bit?
No, the main riff.
Standing there, running my fingers through my hair. That bit.
Yeah. No. So I've just talked about. Sorry to confuse everyone. So you've got the main riff. And then there's no bass, and then the bass comes into the second riff, the variated riff.
Yep.
And then to the chorus, the chords, and then back to the verse with the main riff. And then what? The guitar riff would be going, you know, the main iconic.
Yep. I do just have a few things to mention with the video clip. So Mark Bacchides, the film director who did most of the video clips from Future Spa and Charles Atlas, he directed it. And I think he said he was a bit disappointed how it got away from him and he had to resort to these inserts of people running and stuff. And couldn't quite get the money he wanted or whatever. We're gonna get on to whether it's a really dark song about non-consensual, you know, cultish behavior of a dance troupe leader and stealthing and all those. I'm going to earmark that for a full long episode, but maybe it's Doc